Breaking Bad Part 2. What up, nigga?
Yo, welcome to the podcast. We got a YouTube channel coming. Look out for that.
It's on the way. It already exists, you know, but it's coming. The, like, actual content's coming. It's just the pod. If you already watched the podcast, you know, listen to it on
the
here.
The podcast is essentially, like, 9 months pregnant. Yeah. You know, it's just waiting to, you know, shit it out.
It's, like, 5 months right now, I think. So, you know.
We just need some mics. Yeah. Like a mic for the camera, about it.
We're getting mics for the cameras and shit. We already have a camera, apparently.
We got, now it's just on.
We got cables, we got the computer and shit. We got everything we need. But mics? I got a mic, it's kind of shitty though, you know? Really shitty.
Trust the process, bro. Trust the process, bro. Oh, yeah, also, spoiler alert for fucking Breaking Bad.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about it all the way.
A lot.
This episode's going to be Breaking Bad theme. I almost finished Breaking Bad, okay? So
fucking, I'm at the part where Hank just got shot by the two Mexican guys.
Oh.
And he killed him. Bro, I thought that was fucked up when he was, like, showing his brother, when he was just, like, Hector. Old man Hector was, like, he had the kid's fucking head in the water. He's like, save your brother, bro. And he just keeps, like, pushing it. He's like, bro, stop, stop. He's like, you're going to have to try a lot harder. And then he, like, punches him and shit.
When he has Gus's head on the floor, no?
Not Gus's. He has, like, fucking...
the other guy?
The two Mexican dudes. Yeah. Like, the ones who were going to kill.
The kids?
Yeah, when they're kids. When they're like, that's fucked up, bro.
No. That dad was fucked, bro. Oh, my God, man. Hey, when Hank gets shot, that's where... I was like, damn, bro. No one's invincible in this show.
I was like, holy
Everyone
shit.
Everyone getting smoked, bro.
It's fucking dark, bro. It's gotten fucking dark. And I think I'm in season 3, like episode 8, either that or like season 4. Nah, that's only season three.
Season 4.
Bro, it's fucking insane. People said they kept, dude, like, Walter... He's just going down the drain, bro. He's just, like...
Ever since the cancer
getting more and more fucking corrupt.
Which is literally the beginning of the show. Dude, it goes crazy.
He just stopped giving a fuck, bro. That's it, bro. Like, he just didn't have a reason to keep giving a shit. Like, when he's just, like... His fucking wife literally cheated on him and shit.
With Ted. And then she just says, I fucked Ted. And then he just, like... Jaw drops, silent, and then she walks away, like, damn, bro. He's actually trying to, like, you know, save y'all type shit, and then she just fucks him.
Dude, you know what's really funny? Better Call Saul.
I haven't seen it. I wanna
it's funny.
I
want to
start it when I finish Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad
I'm
is
almost
like,
done.
Breaking almost Bad done. Is super dramatic. And, like, heartbreaking. But, like, I watched the entirety of Better Call Saul, except for the last season, before watching fucking Breaking Bad. So, like, I know all the characters that were, like, set up, basically.
Okay.
So, like, I went into Breaking Bad, like, oh, I know that guy.
Oh, that's that guy.
Yo, that's what's going on, like, as of right now. Because, like, it's basically, like, I'm at the perfect time to watch it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I wanted to watch Better Call Saul. Like, before I started watching Breaking Bad. But then I was like, Breaking Bad came out first. I'm gonna watch Breaking Bad.
I watched Better Call Saul first just because I heard it came... It's, like, chronologically before.
Kevin's first, yeah.
That, and because I was like... I just kept getting it on my Instagram feed.
Oh, really?
Like, people
I kept
doing,
getting Breaking
people
Bad
doing
on my
drop,
TikTok,
I just
dude.
Kept getting, like, shit of, like, pictures of Saul. Like, just drawings of him. Mm. I'm like, huh. Like, a bunch of memes. And then I eventually, like, oh, you know what? I'm gonna fucking watch it.
I watched Breaking Bad because the memes. I'll put it like that.
Bro,
it's
we gotta all.
That.
Bro, we gotta get fucked up and watch El Camino.
Oh yeah.
Bro, we gotta do a live reaction to El Camino.
I don't know. would that even work? We just record the sound and then they like sync it up. We need to beat the audio. They sync it up with the El Camino so they can watch.
No, we can't. We can't because...
No, look, it's just the audio, you know? And then we say, oh, we're starting it now. Start El Camino.
Yeah.
And we'll watch along with like the...
Oh,
the
I was about to say, because we have to have like a static picture or like some other kind of random footage over the game, over the audio, because otherwise...
copyright.
It's copyright, yeah. You know what we could do? We should just make like a little GIF. Like I make us like a, like what, 20-second clip, like little animation of just like, you know, the idle animation, us just chilling, smoking, chilling, you checking your phone, look up, look up for like 2 seconds. Dorian's like packing a bowl and shit, grinding weed.
Yeah.
It's just like that for 20 seconds, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like...
And it could just be looped over and over again.
I feel like when we started YouTube channel, like, started type shit, it's gonna... We're gonna have to delete a lot of the old episodes.
Watch out for that.
Simply just because of audio issues so many times, bro. Like, there's already episodes that I completely wiped just because... The whole time, all you can hear is crunch, crunch, crunch from us walking.
Or the wind.
Or the wind is just horrible, and we didn't predict that. Or literally, the whole time, all you can hear is the fucking, like...
Or it's just muffled as fuck.
Like, us, like, banging on the, what's it called? The fence that we used to record by. Hold on. Someone's pulling.
You're good. As bad bitch, but she got bad fishing lures.
No, bad bitch, but she fishes with no license.
Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
In the suburbs, too, where there's police.
Disgusting.
And she smokes there.
Who don't smoke while they fish? Fuck else you gonna do while you wait?
You don't smoke or drink while you fish, bro.
You're not fishing.
You're not fishing, right? You're just boring yourself to death.
What's rule number one of fishing?
Don't bring your wife. Or your girlfriend. If you got a girl, bro, don't bring her. You could bring bitches, but no girlfriends, bro. No girlfriends, okay? And no wives, bro.
No pre-established relationships.
Especially
bro.
No wives. She got a ring on her finger?
You gotta bring hoes, bro. You bring the bitches fishing.
The bad bitches, bro.
You bring the bad bitches. She's like, I've been fishing. And you're like, yep.
Bro.
And she's like talking and you're like, can you shut up? I'm trying to fish.
You know when you made it? When you can get a goth girl to go fish with you?
A
super goth type shit.
She has like an umbrella the whole day and you're just like there
black
with your bucket
hair,
hat. You're like...
The pale makeup type shit, black lipstick.
Ah!
She got like the fucking... Oh my god.
One of my exes, I always asked her, I was like, can you put on black lipstick for me? And she's like, oh, I have it at home. And I'm like, bring it.
Bruh,
and then she never did. She always forgot.
Did.
She always forgot.
That's a bitch.
It's because every
guy,
time
bro.
It's because every time she came to my house, I would be like, don't wear any makeup.
Yeah.
I don't like... Dude, I hella don't like it when girls wear like a shit ton of makeup.
No, they cake their face, so that's a big turn off, bro.
If it's like little eyeliner, some fucking...
I get eyeliner, I get darkening your eyebrows, I get lipstick, I get like
the
powder in your face and whatnot.
But like when you layer the fuck out of it, it's like holy
shit. It's a whole different skin
dude.
Tone too, bro.
Or
like,
you just make your face look entirely different. It's like, dude,
like you
holy
can see it
fuck.
Cut off at the neck type shit, or like
there's like
the
a
chin,
layer.
There's a line
there's like
that just kind of fades
a
away.
A little sliver,
into like their
like
own skin color.
Literally, their face over their face.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like that's not your face. That's the face you show to everyone. You feel me?
And that shit will take so long to fucking wash off, bro. Like, that
they be getting
makeup
up at,
products, bro.
I'm not gonna lie,
to,
bro.
Like, wash shit off.
You gotta give them a handful of commitment, though. Some girls at our high school were waking up at like 5 a.m. just to shower and do their makeup. Like, bitch, you're gonna do your makeup, like, and you know it takes this fucking long? You'd rather wake up every single day at this time to fucking do your makeup?
I knew that one chick who was like really into makeup, and she came to school every day. You could just see it, bro. You could literally see it.
Oh, her.
Like, makeup was on her face. She didn't change like the skin tone, but you could clearly see that there's a fucking like thick layer of that shit, you know? And that shit's crazy.
It's like frosting.
Yeah. Like, imagine leaning against her, or she leans against your shirt, and then oh, she gets shit, off.
It's on me.
And then there's like a little black, like brown stain of like makeup, and you're like, ah, what the fuck? Then you wash your clothes, and it's still low key there. Fuck that, bro.
I think it's on.
If you're getting your makeup on my clothes, bro, you didn't hit low key. That goes for anyone, bro. You don't even gotta be with me. You don't even gotta be a girl, bro. Alex.
I'm not gonna lie, since at one point I almost got eyeliner.
Really?
I thought it, like, I thought of a way I could do it that wouldn't look too feminine. Like, it'd be the, it'd be at the bottom, you know? The lines that go down like this.
Oh, like kiss?
Yeah. Bro. Well, not like kids. That's a lot. that's face paint. Yeah. I mean, just like a single line. Like, you know the way like Egyptians had their eyes and shit? Kind of like that.
Huh. Egyptians and shit.
Wait, let me show you. Like,
Alex bad bitch, but she's Egyptian, like ancient Egyptian.
She ancient Egyptian. That's kind of hot.
But she doesn't shower, you know. Like
ancient. No, they showered.
They showered.
Yeah, they did.
Okay,
she they showered. Did. Hella white people did it for some reason.
Yeah, y'all stink.
Just gross ass cities and shit with literal shit in the river.
Shit in the river, y'all shit's creating new diseases. So when you came over. Everyone's dying and shit because y'all shit filled people got shit everywhere. It's like, damn, bro, that's nasty. Like, bruh, it's funny how natives were like, hey, bro, y'all don't shower? What the fuck's wrong with you, bro? And then we taught them how to shower.
I don't know if you remember this anime, but this shit was. But kind of like that.
Okay.
I think it wouldn't be too bad.
You could do it for like a special occasion, you know? Like
yeah, I'm not going to go to work like that. What the fuck?
Like a rave type shit? That'd probably be normal there. And you're like, oh,
there's a lot of shit where it's like some people go out looking a certain way. Like, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's just like when they have like a fuck ton, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot going on. So you kind of have no choice but to look at them.
You know that dude who came in? He sounded stoned as fuck, bro.
Dude, that nigga sounds so fucking.
He sounded high as shit, bro. Like slump stone, you know?
Damn,
bro. He's like, hey, bro, let me get
shit,
it.
That's crazy, bro.
Shit, what y'all got? Y'all got food, right?
Shit, that's crazy, bro.
But what was shit, he talking? Crazy, what was bro. He talking about? Remember?
I don't even remember
what he ordered.
Because was it the guy who got the two brunch boxes?
No, not him. Fuck him.
Fuck him.
He was cool, chill.
He's alright. Fuck him.
Yeah, he's alright. But fuck him, man. Yeah. Fuck you. Because ain't no way you're going to order two brunch boxes and then pick it up and be like, oh, bro, I had to go, like, pick up food for my professor and shit. Oh, my bad, bro. I last minute ordered this fucking brunch box. Not just one, you know. The biggest item on your fucking menu. Two. He got two of them, bro.
What the and a coffee fuck? Box.
And a coffee box.
Everybody need to drink, bro.
Everybody need a coffee at fucking 11:48 p.m., I guess.
Dude, I feel like I could never enjoy hot coffee. It feels weird for me for a drink to be hot and for me to drink it when it's hot out. And not to mention fucking, it feels like the only thing I'll enjoy hot is like hot chocolate.
It's so hot. Coffee is basically hot chocolate, to be honest.
But it's so fucking bitter.
Dude, I feel like chocolate milk and like coffee cold. Are so similar, you know? Because it's literally just like the milk and shit. but it's funny. I don't really like the cold brew, to be honest.
I haven't tried it a lot.
But I like the espresso and then like the caramel macchiato.
I really like the smell of coffee.
Or the vanilla latte. That one's good too, but I don't do all the way vanilla because that's weird.
You know what I mean, Isis?
Yeah. The smell of coffee is so good.
Pretty gang.
But then when you actually drink it, it's like fucking sugar and creamer and whatnot.
I need to add a bunch of shit to
it. A bunch of shit to the small cup.
Like, why even fucking drink this much coffee?
I'd rather make a bigger batch of coffee and then put sugar in there and shit and whatnot. The fuck's on my pants?
The fuck on my pants?
Hey. The fuck on my pants? Hey.
Say, fuck, bitch, I rammed. Say hi to your aunt. Fuck that bitch, too.
Fucked up on them shoes. Ooh, these Jordan 3s. Ooh.
She said, suck on these.
She said, suck on these. She said, what? I said, these nuts.
Bitch on her knees.
Bitch on her knees.
Rocked her world, said overseas.
She not my bitch, so I leave her with ease.
I don't give a fuck. I ain't send no fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
Shawty miss me, says she stuck.
Said she stuck, so I put it in her butt.
And I told her I'm a nut.
Fucking nut and fuck it up.
And I filled up her guts, fucking up her butts. Shawty stuck, she's in a rut.
She in a rut, I said, what's up?
Looked at her wrist, she had a cut. Shawty a goth bitch.
And a slut.
Shawty, she needs Stitch.
Shawty, she needs Stitch.
And a...
what? Shawty, she needs Stitch. She swear that she needs this.
She swear that she needs this. Said, Shawty, I need a piss.
And then I leave the bitch. Walked about the room.
Walked about the house. Walked about the room. Walked about the house. Hey.
Then I blocked the bitch. I don't text her now.
I don't text her now. She don't ask me how.
She tried to hit me up.
God, I don't talk her now. Ooh. We're weaving a story, bro.
For real, bro. Oh, bro. That's fucked, man. Fuck the bitch inside a room, and then I leave her.
It's always easy to rap about fuck shit, you know?
Fucking just doing being a menace. Freestyling about being a menace to easy as shit.
About just being an absolute degenerate to people. Just leaving bitches, killing people, fucking just being an
robbing people.
Stealing shit.
Scamming people.
Hitting lips. Stealing some dude's home.
Doing drive-bys.
Just fuck shit.
It's just literally fuck shit, man. You doing degenerate shit, you can rap about it. It's easy.
Smoking weed.
But making peace, love, positivity, that's impossible.
That shit's like, I gotta think about it.
Damn, how do I incorporate Jesus into my raps?
Into my raps.
For real, though. transition.
We are being transported, bro. Director said move over.
My bad if you guys got disturbed by that.
The producer said audiences would like it over here.
They said they like a little realism. That's fucked up. They got a slave in our hand. You know, we don't even get a 402k, bro.
401k?
401k. What did I say?
You said 402. I'm like, two.
I thought it was 405, bro.
Some shit.
We don't get an RIA, bro.
Bro.
We're restricted from trading
anything. Dude, I'm not gonna lie, bro. I've been wondering. I'm like, how the fuck I get a better job?
Go to college. Trade school.
Trade school, that's where it's at.
Or get one.
I got a
slave job, you know?
I was learning, I could be a tattoo artist.
Go back to school.
We should be full-time YouTubers.
On the side of Twitch. What's your side hustle? Twitch streaming?
Twitch streaming?
Do you make anything?
Not yet.
But one day.
Bro, our YouTube channel is going to get picked up. Just because we can, like...
If we make TikToks of our YouTube channel, as long as we get the YouTube videos out first, and then we hire someone to, like, chop down the shit and to make it... like 3 minutes long.
You know what we should
do?
Once we make enough money to pay an editor, that's when we should like start pumping shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think
like put all the revenue into that and then we'll start making more money because now that we have like an editor.
Yeah.
Because I kind of hate editing shit.
Because editing is annoying, dude. It's not anything, but it's annoying.
It's just time consuming.
It's time consuming. It takes a minute.
For like a video that's like, what, 20 minutes? And you have like a whole hour of footage and only like 20 minutes of it is entertaining? That's a lot of shit to cut and that's a lot of fucking video for you to watch. Because like, you have to watch the whole thing to see when like points are funny and what points are like fucking just dog shit. Just like, alright, no one's saying anything.
Yeah. When I made the channel for this podcast, at first, like, the editing was shit, you know? Just because it's been a minute.
Lazy.
Since it's been, like, I didn't know what to use, you know? And then, you know, I used this one program, which was free and simple as fuck. And it was just a podcast, you know? So I just had to put the gameplay over the audio type shit. So it was no big deal. But it was just annoying as fuck doing like every episode. So right now I think we're sitting at, I don't even know which episode it's at, but it's not the most recent one, you know. It's not updated. And it hasn't been.
Bro, it's funny. My brother fucking watches this.
Funny.
I'm wondering what prompted him to do it. Like, he just asked me one day, he's like, oh, what's your podcast again? And I sent him the link. He was like, aight.
When you said he finished it, I was like,
damn, bro. Like, finished it? You like watching it that much?
It's like a fucking episode or something, you know? It's crazy.
It's pretty gang.
It's gang.
It's cool.
That's gang.
Fuck. Damn, bro, we used to do this shit at the park, bro.
Used to.
And then it got too, you know.
Let's talk. We never talked about what happened at the park.
Did we?
No, we never did. So, we used to record at the park because, you know, the producers.
That was the, you know.
That was the steadiness that was the shit.
Yeah.
But then we got moved because... individuals didn't like us partaking in certain activities at the park.
No.
But it was at night, so...
You know, we weren't hurting nobody.
We weren't hurting nobody. People were walking by. But I wonder who snitched.
we would never say or do anything to people. We would just chill there. We literally just chilled there.
But let me give you the hypothetical scene, right? Nothing happened in actuality, but this is what we pictured, right? We were walking to the park, and then we were going to the, you know, usual spot. And, you know, I had my bong in my backpack. Duh. Because podcast.
Yeah.
You know? And then there just so happened to be, like, a cop sitting there. And then another one parked next to it.
And one of them had just drove by.
Yeah, one of them had lights on. And then another one, yeah, like Alex mentioned, just drove by. So,
and one of them just hopped onto the fucking grass.
Yeah, one of them hopped onto the grass. Wait, no, that was another time.
That was the other time?
That was the other time.
Oh, that time. That time. Oh, the last shit.
Time, the last time.
Yeah.
And then the spot that we, like, smoke at every time, dude, had the fucking lights on. So it was kind of just like,
ah, fuck me. Let's just keep walking.
Yeah, let's just keep walking. And that's what we did. And then those cops took off. Which was fucked up.
it was targeting us.
It was targeting us.
It was us in specific, because they never have the lights on.
Never.
In that specific spot, they never have the lights on.
Never have the lights
on. They always have them off. And the fact that there was two cops, one of them on each end, one of them's in the parking lot, one of them's on the roadside.
Yeah.
And the fact that they just went by and it's like, ah, motherfucker, you know?
It was kind of fucked, man.
It was inconvenient.
It was inconvenient as fuck. And on top of that, you know, like you said, we were targeted, bro. We were fucking outed
or some shit.
And they planned it, bro, what? You know?
They had enough data on us? You think they watched this? You think they watched the podcast?
Did they watch the podcast? Like we said, this is all hypothetical. Yeah.
This is a story.
This is a story in my dream journal I had.
My dream journal.
I had a dream once.
Mr. Electric.
Mr. Electric.
That is a lie.
I still
send
can't
him
believe.
To the principal's office immediately.
I still can't believe that was George Lopez, bro. They got George Lopez.
They got George Lopez and Taylor Lautner.
George Lopez.
As a super villain.
And then they got the kid, you know, as like a
Taylor Lautner.
Yeah.
As a kid, bro.
As a kid, before he blew up.
That's crazy, bro. Before bitches were thirsty on him.
I bet they were thirsty on him then, too.
Kid?
After Shark Boy. Shark Boy Love Girl. He's probably going to school and drowning.
Shark Boy BF? Question mark. Dude, TikTok. That could be someone's TikTok channel.
The Shark Boy.
Shark Boy TikTok channel, where all they do is post Shark Boy.
Shark Boy.
Should people do shit like that where they pretend to be like Spider-Man or
someone pretends to be Drake?
Magicians.
Someone pretends to be Drake. And then he got beat up or pressed once because he was pretending to be Drake.
And in public?
Yeah, he tried to be Drake at a club where it was like, I'm pretending to be Drake, and then he got kicked out.
He told them I'm pretending to be Drake.
Well, he's known for that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
They already knew
they just
he
kicked
was,
him out.
So they told him he was just like fucking being
some shit
fucking
like that.
Whack.
I forget what it was.
They're like, bro,
he got
fuck
outed
you,
on
man.
The internet, and everyone was like, bro, you impersonating someone. Like, that's weird.
It's kind of gay, bro. I'm
it's super
lie.
It's gay.
Kind of wag.
It's like, why are you impersonating someone else? Why can't you just be, make your own like individual thing? Do you have to ride this person that much just to get like a little bit of fame? A little bit of fame. We're not even talking a lot. But I wonder.
Hi. Like anything. It's just like, hey, babe, you want to eat? Hi.
Hi. So, yeah or no?
Baby, I think I want to break up.
Hi. Bro.
You want to get married? Hi.
Go on a divorce.
I. I'm keeping the kids.
I.
I. Just everything. I.
It's really just a fucking attitude, bro. I'm gonna be honest.
The mindset of I.
Cool.
Fine. You know? Like, there's context behind the word I. You know?
Yeah.
I. Or, you know. I don't know, bro. That's not
like when you say, hey, babe, I love you. And she says, I... Like, that'd be like, oh, fuck. But if you say, like, I want to break up, and then she's like, I... It'd be like...
Should fuck? I be completely?
Yeah, the fuck?
Like, what? Like, what's going on with you? Why were you ready for this?
Okay. What the fuck?
That's kind of my reaction to breakups recently.
Just like...
The past few breakups I've been through have all just been like me just like, well, fuck it, I guess. You know, I'm not going to be sad.
That's all you can really do, man. What are, like, you going to do? Mope around about it, you know?
Because it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, that's not going to fucking help.
It's not a coping method, bro. I'm just fucking, like, self-deteriorating and shit, you know? Like, I'm just breaking myself apart if I start doing that shit, right?
Yeah. It's just the cycle of fuck shit.
Bro, I'm gonna do a whole YouTube video about how to get through a breakup. Just like, step one, throw out everything. Fucking everything, bro. Have nothing of hers or anything that reminds you of her. Unless it's, you know, your own shit, you know?
Like we said, dude, it could be separate, but it's all gonna be
one thing. It's all just gonna be on one chain.
Like, the only thing to do is on shit. It's so. Like, if he wants.
It's all just under this one
if
thing.
If he wants.
And then we all do shit together, and then sometimes we do shit where it's just you and Dorian.
We're offering Dorian a 30-30-30 split between all of us.
Kevin gets 10%. Just cause.
And then China gets 20%. Just because.
Somehow.
You know.
some investment.
They're investing
somewhere.
They're investing in us.
I guess.
Imagine, bro.
That'd be fucked up.
That'd be fucked. Would you take China's money?
No.
You wouldn't. I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't want it.
I spit on your money.
Y'all can keep that shit.
You know, spit. I'll piss on your money, China. Just kidding.
I love Disney. I love Disney. Disney Channel.
Disney Channel, Disney Radio.
Disney
anything. Mickey Mouse. That's my
Mickey
man.
Mickey Mouse. I got like 3 tattoos of Mickey Mouse on me. One of them on my face.
Bro, having a fucking Mickey Mouse tattoo on your face would be crazy. Insane even, bro.
It'd be ludicrous.
I'd probably laugh. No. Oh my god, who was it? Dude, one of our customers, I'm not gonna say their names because I can't even remember it. But he comes in pretty often. He has a hand tattoo of what was it? Mickey Mouse or some shit like that. It was like cartoony, dude. And I like looked at it for a second. I was gonna point it out, but then I was gonna be like, I'm just gonna do the regular NPC dialogue.
Dude, sometimes I think about it, I'm like, maybe the reason everybody's such a fucking NPC to me is just cause I'm equally an NPC to them sometimes. Just cause I'm like, cause when I do it, it feels like I need to.
When I do like, it, I'm just, at work.
You know? I'm here to make this convenient for both of us. Just fucking answer the questions clearly, and we gonna have a good time.
It's like, don't fuck it up, bro.
Just know what the fuck you want.
Literally, don't
fuck it up. Know what the fuck you want.
Come in, know what you want. If you don't know what you want, don't order something crazy.
Take a second and fucking think about it.
Don't order something fucking insane,
and
bro.
If you're ordering something that's like completely different from whatever we already have on the fucking menu,
call ahead.
Go somewhere else. Subway.
Yeah.
Subway's in the same plaza. If you wanted a sandwich that fucking bad with these specific fucking parameters, go the fuck to Subway, dude.
What's crazy is some people just don't give us a break, man.
They really don't, bro.
It's like
straight up inhumane treatment. Like, no one pushes in their chairs. Everybody
I've seen
leaves.
Two people pushing their chairs for the six
Everybody
months
leaves
working.
The lobby such a fucking mess.
So fucked, man.
Everybody demands so much from us.
You
like,
really
when
see...
it's like, don't you see what's going on? Like, you're asking me to fill up the coffee, and like, there's this like whole ass line going out.
There's a line going out.
You're asking
out the
for
door.
Fucking 3 dozens, and you're seeing right behind you how many fucking people there are, and all of a sudden I'm having to tell these people I don't have their fucking bagel because you sniped all the Asiago. You sniped
all
the everything, a fuck ton of plane. It's like, bro,
call ahead for shit like
that. Fuck me, bro. Like, that's so stupid. You're not fucking responsible enough to fucking call this ahead? Fuck is wrong with you?
And what's more retarded even is like the bosses of our boss of the bosses of our boss. Those people are so stupid, bro.
They're so fucking blind.
They don't know what they're doing.
They obviously never fucking worked a day in their goddamn lives because they don't understand.
They haven't worked in fast food.
I asked Eileen, and she said that, like, they just went to, like, business school and then got handed the position.
Really?
Like, they're business tried to get the position, you know what I mean? It's just a job to them. Like, but not in the way it's our job.
Yeah. It's like, they just work there. They could get any job type shit. That's fucked, man.
It's fucked. They don't have to have any experience actually working at a fucking Einstein's, restaurant to know how to run it. And it's like...
Because, bro, you gotta have at least 2 years experience to be in that type of position, bro. At least, bare minimum, 1 year, dude. Because, like, if you work the whole year of that shit, you're gonna know the whole routine. You're gonna know everything. You're gonna know, like... Especially if you work more than one stores, bro. But, like, 2 years, that's how you know it's, like, on good. But, nah. We're just gonna hire business people type shit. To make some business ideas for this company they've never seen.
Dude, you know what sucks, bro? Taking orders is kind of the most mentally taxing job.
Bro, it gets exhausting after...
Making orders online is equally, but it's more like physically.
It's physically.
And then, like...
But taking orders, you're standing there, you're talking to people.
But if you're in there long enough, it's like emotionally damaging, you know what I mean? Like,
because you feel like a...
Because it's been like 3 hours or some shit of being online, and you're just like... It won't stop. You remember at 1, and it was me and you making fucking sandwiches, and people wouldn't fucking leave.
Our Dorian on the register and the fucking drinks.
And people just wouldn't fucking leave. People just kept coming.
Kept making shit.
And we literally didn't get a fucking chance to fucking relax.
Wait, no, it wasn't Dorian. It was Brian, huh? Brian.
Yeah, it was Brian taking orders. But, like, it was just me and you, just nonstop. That was bullshit.
And it was 1 o'clock. People want egg sandwiches, bro. You gotta be fucking insane, bro. Insane to want an egg sandwich. People even say to us, too. They're like, I know it's, like, 1:30, but, like, can I get, like, a farmhouse?
No.
We just pulled
eggs. We're done with eggs.
Yeah, we're done with
eggs. I always tell people, that's kind of what's lucky about when she leaves, though. It's just like, all of a sudden, I'm like, all right, it's 1:40. We're done with eggs.
Yep.
We're done. If you come in past that, you know, fuck you.
Because technically...
Why are you fucking having eggs?
We don't have to have eggs after DoorDash closes, right?
Technically.
We have to have it all the way to the end of the day, right?
Technically.
But
since DoorDash ends at 4...
We end with eggs.
At 1:40, we can easily just... Be like, anybody who comes in, just like, hey, sorry, no.
Even at 1:30 sometimes, and we just warm up eggs for the DoorDash and stuff.
Because I hate it. You really shouldn't be having fucking eggs at 2 in the goddamn afternoon.
It's crazy, bro.
It's disgusting, dude.
I want to slap some people, bro. I truly want to slap some people, bro.
Go anywhere
else.
It's
like, dog... Why the fuck are you ordering?
You know what's another thing? I've never heard
time.
Anyone ever say, hey bro, let's go here.
Dude,
I was talking
to one of our coworkers about that, bro. I've literally heard nobody say
Heard someone tell me, let's fucking
literally
go
told
here.
Him, bro, imagine like getting the squad up and being like, you guys want to go to Einstein's? Like, I'm hungry as fuck. We just smoked this big ass bowl.
Let's go to Einstein. Let's
I'm
go
fucking
hit
hungry,
Einstein.
Bro. It's morning. We waked in Vegas. Let's go to Einstein.
Who the fuck?
That's the cheapest shit you could
do. And why would you go in packs of 5? And everybody's ordering 2 fucking sandwiches with 2 eggs each? That, all of a sudden, that's fucking 20 eggs that you're having to fucking make.
They're ordering 2 egg sandwiches.
With a machine that only makes 6. Mm.
They're ordering 2 egg sandwiches, 2 eggs, then they get a shake or like some fucking cold brew drink, and it's all just a mess, bro. It's all a mess.
And then they always want so fucking much. and then they are never willing to fucking wait, and all of a sudden we're in fucking egg lock. And for those of you who don't know, egg lock egg is lock. Just when you're like literally, you literally have the whole fucking build, you have all this bullshit laid out, and the only thing you're having to fucking do is put the goddamn eggs on it. And it happens way too goddamn often, dude. Like,
and it's retarded, man.
We shouldn't be having to make this many eggs.
And they're supposed to be giving us another egg machine, but that's rumored. That's been rumored for so long.
It's rumored, bro. It hasn't been ordered.
They're supposed to give us one.
And we're supposed to get a new fucking ice machine motherboard.
We're supposed to.
We're supposed to get
a renovation.
And we're supposed to get another fucking toaster. Mm-hmm. But we haven't...
When's all this shit coming?
We haven't seen a fucking lick of it.
A lick of it. Not even, like, a, like, contractor coming over to, like, take measurements on the renovations or anything, dude. Dude, just, like... They're just kind of fucking with us, to be honest. And from our boss's perspective, we're actually doing pretty good as a store. Like, us as a store, we're doing really good.
We deserve it.
We deserve a raise or whatnot. But they're kind of just being retarded with it, you know? I feel like we could get paid $1 more.
$1.50. I feel like we deserve
$1.50.
Apparently, I?
Yeah.
Make, like, $4 more than, like, tips.
In tips.
God, theoretically damn. In tips.
$4 more. Oh, then the base price?
Yeah, okay. Because of how many hours I work. And yeah. Because, like...
All that shit. Yeah.
You're probably getting, like $3 more. Because you work just, like, one day less.
Yeah. That's crazy, man.
It is, bro. But, like, even then, I feel like I deserve more.
Should I become a shift leader?
I mean, it's only $4 more because of how many hours
I have. Hours, yeah, I get that. And but if, shift leader...
If you had as many hours as me...
It's $1 more
for you'd shift be, leader. Yeah. You'd that's just be... You'd probably be the opener.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
One of us would have to be the opener or the closer.
Yeah. And it'd be... That'd be crazy, though, handing the day off to you, like, then, bye, no, Alex, I'm no, out of
here, peace out. Because the both of us could just run that whole bitch, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. And then if I had to work, like, one of Eileen's shift, you know what I'm talking about? Open to close, fuck, dog.
I don't know how she'd do it some days.
I'd have everyone doing shit for me, you know? I'd be like, you guys are online, I'm working register. I'm doing meat prep, okay? You guys take care
of the register. Can get harsh, bro.
It's harsh, man. People can customers be horrible. Can be stupid as all fuck. And sometimes it gets to you, you know? Like, it literally gets
to you. You want to just fucking strangle them. You want to just smack them across the face, bro.
Because sometimes...
Scream in them.
It's impossible face, for you to, like, really comprehend how someone can lack this much self-awareness, you know?
Are you this fucking stupid?
Are you really just stupid?
Do you really not see the problem with...
I'm standing at this cash register, and you're surprised that I take orders over here.
Why the fuck would anybody help you over there?
Literally. We should put a sign that says, don't order here. To insult those motherfuckers that...
We should have a sign that just says, orders taken down there.
Or says, out of order. You know?
Yeah.
Like the cash register type shit? We just... Chill. Say like, yo, this shit doesn't work. So, pay over there. You know. What's crazy is people order over there, and then they're surprised that they don't pay there too. When there's a sign that says pay here, and then when people get to the pay here sign, they're
you know
like,
what?
So I don't order over there. It's like, where does it say order over there? We took that sign down.
Hey, it says pay here. I haven't ordered yet. It's like, I can still order take your here. Fucking order,
what
dumbass.
What the fuck's wrong with you? Are you
or like, I don't know why people go over there. I wish the line would just be straight. That would make so much more sense. That would be so much loop. More convenient to us.
They loop.
They don't have a reason to loop.
They do. The center, it's an island. They loop around it. The whole place is built like that.
But that's so fucking... like such bot ass mentality that you think just because it's formatted like
that. And even if we got that like part renovated and took that carpet away that like makes the barrier in between that shit, it'd still be
if it could just go straight, the whole thing would be so much more simpler.
But then the line,
because then we could just be like, don't stand here and shit. You know what I mean?
But the line would be longer.
So.
Yeah.
Then people know how long the fucking line is. If the line's going out the door, are you really coming in? Are you really coming in if the line's going out the fucking door?
No.
Exactly.
But it'd be kind of dumb though. Cause right now the way we have it, everyone just kind of like goes where they want type shit.
But like, what's stupid is people just start around. Cutting the line. Some people are never sure. Some people are never sure who's in the fucking line.
It's like, are you in line? It's like,
are you in line? Oh no, you can go. You can go. It's like, oh no, I'm just waiting. It's like, can you get the fuck off the register? It's like, dude, fuck off.
Don't stand in the middle of where you think the line is.
Don't stand right between
about what you want.
The counter and the fucking shelf, where you obviously see us constantly moving through there. Yet you're still fucking standing there? Are you this fucking unself-aware that you're not seeing that people keep going through the spot that you're literally standing in?
Yeah.
As though you couldn't just move fucking, like, two steps to the either fucking direction? Like, it's, dude, why the fuck are you there?
That's stupid as hell, bro.
Fuck off.
What's even funnier is when I'm online and, you know, if you've never worked a restaurant job or you're just stupid, you know, line is like food.
It's just food. Making shit. Yeah. You're the one making food.
It's a line of food.
If you never thought about this, someone's making the food you're fucking eating.
Yeah.
And you should be fucking respectful to them.
And, you know, be more, you know,
understanding.
Respectable about your dialect. You know, the choice of words.
Understand what you're getting. And fucking ask for it properly. Don't be fucking being like, can I get
what's better,
iced?
This one or this one?
I don't vanilla cold brew, yeah. Can I get that with almond milk? We don't have almond milk. Oh.
Do you have soy milk? No.
You have soy, it's like,
do you have oat milk?
Oat milk? No.
What do you got?
What do you have?
2%
like milk.
Reduce fat.
It's and they're like,
okay, let me get that. It's like, bro.
That's like, dude, why the fuck are you being this difficult? Like,
it's crazy, man. People just don't get it.
Dude, you know what's bunk? We had a customer come in who said he was allergic to cheese. And then in my head, well, to dairy, yeah. And in my head, I'm like, why are you here?
Yeah.
This is almost entirely cheese and dairy based.
People ask for gluten-free.
This is bread.
It's all bread.
It's fucking bread.
All of it's bread.
Are you kidding me?
Why would we have gluten-free options? We're a bagel place, dude. We're not like a
bread
shop.
We're fucking bread, man. It's all bread. It's not like a bakery.
Yeah, it's not a bakery.
We don't make dough.
Yeah, we don't have dough.
It's all fucking frozen.
We get the dough already, like, in the shape, right?
In pucks.
And then we have to, like, make the shape.
Yeah. No, they just have to. You
like
just
widen it.
You just
defrost.
Proof them. Yeah.
This. I could be the baker, bro.
Being the baker is a lot of work.
You need a Monday baker? I'll be baker, bro.
Being.
Fuck no, I won't be baker. That's a lot of work. I see what Fosso does. He puts a lot
but
of.
But apparently,
on the
he doesn't do enough.
No.
I thought he was doing fine, but Eileen gets mad at him.
He does his job, but no. Here's what happened. Eileen saw what Jason does and found out that's what a baker's supposed to do. But what the problem with that is, Fossil's never been doing that. Also, what's it called? Is that really how a baker's supposed to be, though? Because she said that it is how a baker's supposed to be.
Apparently, at every other store.
And then I was like, damn, bro. But to be honest, that particular baker, he's just a stand-up guy. We got a... Bro. Like, he literally got a survey about him. at that store saying that, oh, I was sad he wasn't there. And it's like, damn, what the fuck? Like, he's such like a
stand-up guy.
Stand-up guy. You see him and you're like, damn. Alright.
Listen, we should get guns.
I want to get a gun. I want
to
get a
Kel-Tec. We could easily be gun guys.
But you need to be 21 to get that.
We could easily be gun guys license.
Damn, I can't get a submachine gun.
Or,
no,
at least buy it.
I can't get a legally. Like a little pistol gun.
But guns are allowed to be unregistered in the state of Arizona. But so, you know, as long as you don't get caught. I do not condone this activity, though.
Yeah, I don't condone it. Nor do I partake in it. I'd rather get a legal gun than an actual gun.
I'd prefer to have my gun on legally so I never have to deal with no smoke on it.
Honestly, probably I'd get, like, concealed carry here.
You can just do that without a license.
In a bunch of states.
You can do that without a license. Yeah,
concealed carry?
Concealed carry.
But getting your license would be better if you got pulled over or caught up with it in some legal shit.
Yeah. Just don't take it anywhere that you're gonna get caught up with it.
But that's the thing, you never know when you're gonna get caught up with it.
But like,
and you never know when you're gonna really need it. Because in reality, when are you gonna be in that scenario? Right now, we're in Scottsdale. It's not. This isn't gonna be.
I want a gun. But we're not getting shot up, but I want a gun.
We don't have beef with no one. There's not. But in the future, if there were to be like those antagonists type shit, people popping.
The opposition.
The ones that just for some reason just fucking don't like us. Or maybe they got a reason, but you know. Who knows, man? That's why you need a gun. So Second Amendment, don't get rid of it, bro.
Don't get rid of it, dog. Get your guns before people start fighting over shit.
Yeah, if they try to take away your guns, it's fucked.
They ain't taking my gun away, bro. That's why I'm getting the gun away, bro.
They can never take the guns away because the guns are here. People got loads of ammo for this reason, bro. People are loading up right now because they think the guns are going to get taken away type shit.
Damn, bro. We're getting a camera. We just realized.
Yeah, we're getting a camera.
So did you send her in the money?
Yeah. So we'll have to shit for the channel.
So if that comes in, damn, are we just gonna, what are we gonna record for our, like, first video?
Fucking, I don't know.
That's what I'm wondering, I'm like, what the fuck?
It'll come up, though. We'll find out.
Like a video idea, what could we go do? Because if we get a mic for it to be, like, handheld,
yeah,
then that'd be pretty game. Then we could take it somewhere.
Like, bro, that'd be weird, though, going vlogging in public.
Hey, guys, we're gonna take edibles and go to the Phoenix Zoo.
We're gonna go to Phoenix. Alright, we're gonna go to, yeah, we're gonna take edibles and go to, like, some weird place. Or we're gonna eat, like.
Or we're just gonna talk about shit.
We're just gonna talk about why you should avoid a certain type of bitch.
Or we just do, like, a prompt, you know what I mean? It's just like, yeah, bro. This is. Damn, nigga. Damn, bro, look at that. Fucking mosquito biter, are you kidding me? That's fucking huge.
For me?
Yeah.
He never gets me anything, you know that? He's always ordering things and he never buys me.
This one's for you, though. I got you the Martha Stewart one.
You just wear it?
Yeah. Huh?
Pull up. Say pull up.
Say pull up.
Okay, I pull up at the after party. We're just the stoner ass motherfuckers. Holy shit. Is that all we are? Eh. Never mind.